ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली। 11th जनवरी 2023। एसेंस। स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, कंटिन्यू टू कनेक्ट योर इंटेलेक्ट्स इन योग टू द फादर एंड यू विल कंप्लीट द लॉन्ग जर्नी विद ईज। क्वेश्चन, व्हाट वन थिंग डू यू हैव टू रेनाउंस इन ऑर्डर टू सैक्रिफाइस योर सेल्फ टू द फादर? आंसर, body consciousness. As soon as you become body conscious, you die and become adulterated. This is why some children's hearts shrink at the thought of surrendering themselves to Baba. Since you have sacrificed yourself, there should only be remembrance of that one. You have to sacrifice yourself to him and only follow his Srimat. Song, O traveler of the night, do not become weary. The destination of dawn is not far off. Om Shanti. God speaks. God is teaching his children Raj Yoga and knowledge. This is not a human being. It is written in the Gita that God, Shri Krishna, speaks. Now, it is not possible for Shri Krishna to liberate the whole world from Maya. Only the Father can come and explain to the children. Those who have made the Father belong to them are sitting face to face with the Father. Krishna cannot be called the Father. The Father is called the Supreme Soul, the one who resides in the Supreme Abode. The soul remembers God through this body. The Father sits here and explains, I am your Father, the one who resides in the Supreme Abode. I am the Father of all souls. I came a cycle ago and taught you children how to connect your intellects in yoga to me, your Supreme Father. He speaks to souls. Until a soul enters a body, he cannot see with eyes or listen with ears. A body without a soul is non-living. Each soul is a living being. When there is a baby in a womb, it is unable to move until a soul enters it. So, the Father speaks to such living souls. He says, I have taken this body on loan. I come and take all souls back. I teach Raj Yoga to the souls who are in front of me. The whole world will not study Raj Yoga. Only those from the previous cycle are studying Raj Yoga. Baba now explains, continue to connect your intellects in yoga to the Father until the end. Don't stop this. A husband and wife do not know each other before getting married. However, after their engagement, some live together for 60 or 70 years and they only remember each other's body throughout their whole lives. The wife would say, this is my husband, and the husband would say, this is my wife. You are now engaged to the incorporeal. It is the incorporeal father who comes and arranges this engagement. He says, I betrothed you children to me, just as I did in the previous cycle. I, the incorporeal, am the seed of the human world tree. Everyone says that God, the Father, created this human world. Your Father always resides in the Supreme Abode. He now says, remember me. Because the journey is a long one, many children become tired and are unable to keep their intellects fully occupied in yoga. They become tired because Maya makes them stumble around. Some even let go of Baba's hand and die. The same thing happened a cycle ago. Here, for as long as you live, you must continue to stay in remembrance. When a man dies, his widow keeps remembering him. This father and husband will not leave you in that way. He says, I will take you brides back with me. However, this does take time, so don't become tired. There is a huge burden of sin on your heads, and it will only be removed with yoga. Your yoga should be such that, at the end, you remember no one but the Father, the bridegroom. If you remember anyone else, you become adulterated and will have to experience punishment for that sin. This father says, O travelers to the supreme abode, do not become weary. You understand that I am establishing the original eternal deity religion through Brahma, and that I will inspire the destruction of all religions through Shankar. They now continue to hold conferences for all religions to come together. They try to find ways to become united and live together in peace. It is impossible for that many religions to have one direction. It is through one direction that one religion is established. If all the religions were to become full of all the divine virtues and completely viceless, they could live together like milk and honey. In the kingdom of Rama, they are all like milk and honey. Even the animals don't fight. Here, there is quarreling in every home. They fight when they don't belong to the Lord and Master. They do not know their mother and father. They even sing, "You are the mother and father, and we are your children." Through your mercy, we receive the treasures of happiness. Because there are no treasures of happiness now, they say, we receive no mercy from the mother and father. They don't know the father, and so how could the father have mercy on them? Only when they follow the teacher's directions can there be mercy. They say that God is omnipresent. In that case, who would give mercy and who would receive mercy? Both are needed. The one who has mercy and those who need mercy. Students first have to come and study with the teacher. One first has to have this mercy on oneself. Then one has to follow the teacher's directions. Someone is needed to inspire you to make effort. That one is the father, the teacher, and also the Sadguru. He is called the Supreme Father, the Supreme Teacher, and the Supreme Sadguru. The father says, "Every cycle I carry out this task of establishment and purify the impure world. Baba is the world almighty authority. Therefore, the kingdom of the world authority would be ruled constantly. There is the one kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan over the whole world. They too have almighty authority. No one fights or quarrels there. Maya doesn't exist there. It is the golden age and the silver age. Both the golden and silver ages are called heaven, paradise. Everyone sings, remember Radhe and Krishna and go to Vrindavan, heaven. However, none of them goes. They simply remember them. Now, it is a kingdom of Maya and everyone is following the dictates of Ravan. Important people appear to be very good and they receive grand titles. If they show a little bit of physical courage or perform a good deed, they are given a title. Some receive the title of Doctor of Philosophy. They continue to give titles of something or other. You are now Brahmins. You are definitely serving Bharat. You are establishing the divine kingdom. You receive your titles after establishment has been accomplished. Titles such as King or Queen of the Sun Dynasty, King or Queen of the Moon Dynasty. Then your kingdom begins. There, no one receives a title. There is nothing there that causes sorrow. So no one would have to remove sorrow or show courage and receive a title. The customs and systems that exist here cannot exist there, nor can Lakshmi and Narayan come into the impure world. At this time, there are no pure deities. This is the impure, devilish world. People are confused by the many different directions and opinions. Here, there is only the one elevated direction through which the one kingdom is being established. However, while moving along, some are pricked by Maya's thorns and those souls go lame. This is why the father says, constantly follow Srimad. By following the dictates of your own mind, you become deceived. By following the directions of the true father, you earn a true income. By following your own directions, your boat sinks. Because of not following Srimad, many Mahavirs became degraded. You children now have to attain salvation. Those who don't follow Srimad and become degraded will have to repent a great deal. Shiv Baba will then sit in this body in the role of Dharmaraj and say, I explained so much to you through the body of this Brahma. I taught you and made so much effort on you. Some even wrote letters of their faith and said, I will follow Srimad, but they did not follow it. You must never stop following Srimad, no matter what happens. If you tell the Father about everything, you will be cautioned. It is only when you forget the Father that thorns prick you. You children then run miles away from the Father who grants salvation. They sing, I will sacrifice myself, I will surrender. However, to whom would they do this? It is not written, I surrender to a sannyasi, or I surrender to Brahma, Vishnu or Shankar, or I surrender to Sri Krishna. You surrender yourselves to the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, not to a human being. You receive your inheritance from the Father. The Father also surrenders Himself to you children. That unlimited Father says, I have come here to surrender to you. However, some children's hearts shrink at the thought of surrendering themselves to the Father. If you come into body consciousness, you die and become adulterated. There should be remembrance of that one. Surrender yourself to Him. The play is about to end. We now have to return home. All your friends and relatives, etc., are to be buried in the graveyard, and so what is the point of remembering them? This requires a lot of practice. It is said, if a soul climbs up, he tastes nectar, but when a soul falls heavily, he loses his status. This doesn't mean that he won't go to heaven, but there is a difference between being a king or queen and being a subject. Look at the natives here and at a minister. There is a difference. Therefore, make full effort. If someone falls, he becomes absolutely impure. If a soul is not able to follow Srimad, Maya gets hold of that soul by the nose and throws him into the gutter. To oppose Bab Dada after belonging to him means to become a traitor. This is why the Father says, be cautious at every step. Maya's time is now coming to an end, so she makes many of you fall. Therefore, children, remain very alert. The road is a little long, but the status is very great. If you become a traitor, there is severe punishment. When Dharmaraj Baba punishes souls, they cry out in distress. That then becomes fixed for every cycle. Maya is very powerful. If there is even a little disregard for the Father, you die. It is said that someone who defames the Sadguru cannot reach the destination. Some perform wrong actions under the influence of lust or anger and cause defamation of the Father, and so they experience punishment. Since there is multi-million-fold income in every step, there is also a multi-million-fold loss. If your account is increased by doing service, then by performing wrong, sinful actions, it also goes into loss. Baba has all the accounts. Now that Baba is teaching you personally, it is as though all the accounts are on the palm of his hand. The Father says that he wants no child to disregard Shiv Baba, because a lot of sin is created by doing that. You have to give your bones in serving the Yajna. That is the example of Tadichi Rishi. That too creates a status. Otherwise, there are many different levels of status among the subjects. Maids and servants are needed for the subjects too. There will be no sorrow there, but the status is number wise. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padam Gunar, remembrance, love, good morning, and namaste to our spiritual mother, father, and Bap Dada. Acha Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharna. 1. Do not become weary of the pilgrimage of remembrance. Practice having true remembrance so that at the end you remember no one but the Father. 2. Follow the directions of the true Father and earn a true income. Don't follow the dictates of your own mind. Do not cause defamation of the Sadguru. Do not perform any wrong action under the influence of lust or anger. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of success with your power of thought and have a right to be successful in all your every task. You will experience easy success with your power of thought in many tasks. Just as you see the various stars in the physical sky, in the same way, in the sky of the atmosphere of the world, you will be able to see the stars of success sparkling when your thoughts are elevated and powerful and you are constantly lost in the depths of the One Father. Your spiritual eyes and spiritual image will become a divine mirror. This divine mirror becomes an embodiment of success that makes many souls experience their soul conscious form. Slogan: those who constantly experience godly happiness are carefree emperors. Om Shanti.